Satnam, everyone. 3:24:15, according to my Earth computer, and star date zooming into the infinite age of Aquarius. And the Reed and I have been listening to lots of different updates, prophecies, information, and the one that I like best is channeling from Lao Tzu that Reed shared with me, is that through all of these processes that we've been going through, spring, equinoxes, moving into Aries, Aquarian age, so we have had lots of configurations, the seventh Uranus-Pluto square, the overriding energy, the frequency that we're moving into, finally, we have more light of the Aquarian age and less, so to speak, shadows or darkness of the old, the Piscean, the Pluto in Capricorn. So we're just now, the Titanic is moving away from totally crashing into the iceberg and sinking under the ocean. So we're just starting to be able to swim to safety. So we're going to focus on swimming to safety. So we have that frequency of Pluto in Capricorn with the Uranus in the Uranus square. So what we want to do with all this Aries energy is move forward out of the Capricorn, which is structures. Let's make it safe, the patriarchy. Let's make a safe structure. Let's not just be like the aboriginals, build little mud huts that get washed away after we die. Let's build structures that last forever. Let's take over the earth. Let's control the frequencies. Let's control the mother. Let's control nature. So we're just now in a period of unraveling this, the seventh square, the seventh Pluto-Uranus square has just now hit us between the eyes, shall we say, hit us in the third eye, the realm of consciousness, the beam of consciousness, the Aquarian consciousness of light, the electrical field, the fifth dimension, which is electricity. So Uranus is like lightning energy, lightning striking. So it's waking people up to the frequencies. So people are starting to notice, something's different here. What is it? I may have to do something different in order to survive. Oh, I may have to notice that what I'm doing affects other people. I may have to notice that what's being done on the planet is affecting me. Maybe GMOs are affecting me. Maybe all the bees getting killed off are affecting me. So people are starting to make a connection to greater and lesser degrees that we are connected. We are moving into the field of consciousness, the fifth dimension. We are Ekankar. We are one soul. We are one unit. We are on one planet. So we're moving from the individuals, the 1999s, into 2015. From what's in it from I to what's in it to we. So that's the wakening up into the field of Aquarius, that we're all on this spaceship Earth together. We're in the field together. So again, however it affects everybody, we're moving up to the new frequencies of the equinox, of the spring equinox, of the eclipses, where the Earth is between the Sun and the Moon. The balance point is the Earth. We're here to balance the Mother and the Father energies, the Piscean and the Aquarian energies, the Aries energies, with the Divine Self. So we're here moving together on the spaceship. We're traveling together. So we're breathing into that. And right now we have Yogi Bhajan on his angle and his angels. Yes, the angle. It is an angle. Yes, we had a white Tantra course, and that was the angles, the parallel and the vertical and the horizontal energies moving together. The square is moving into a higher frequency. So we really enjoyed that course where we got to enjoy moving, using angles to spiral up into a higher frequency. And that's what we're continuing today, and that's what our angels and guide are working with us on. So let's talk about that. how we can anchor in the light of the Aquarian age through our own souls, our own minds, our own bodies. So just go ahead and breathe into that. Thank you. That's the calibration for today, how we, with this new Aries energy, can now access the Aquarian field and bring that ever more into being. So the light of the Aquarian field, the light of unity, the light of I, we, thou, the light of the infinite can be seen and experienced. So that, here's the main point, so that we don't have to fear the unknown. We can know the unknown, and our identity is anchored in the unknown, not anchored in what we see around us, because we are infinite beings coming from the infinite, going to the infinite, and we're created from the infinite. So we want to be secure in who we really are, where we actually came from, and where we're actually going, and where we actually live, where our real home is, rather than 3D is not our home. For as long as we're on the planet Earth, 3D is not our home, but we can live here and we can be comfortable here when we know that our soul is our real home and that we're not afraid of our own soul. So we got a bunch of fraidy cats running around. We got a bunch of fraidy cats going, I'm afraid of my own soul. I'm afraid of the infinite. And that is all planned. That hypnotic trance to make us afraid of who we really are starts in school. And I was giving this illustration at the course, which I actually kind of had fun with, where if you think of the indoctrination starting in school, like 5, 6 years old, okay, they have the kids line up in separate desks and have them sit facing the authority figure. And if they know the correct answer, what the teacher wants them to tell, they raise their hand, and the teacher gets to choose who gets the reward for knowing the right answer. Even if you know the right answer and you don't get chosen, then you're not going to get the little reward, whatever it is, the acknowledgement, the sticker, the candy, the good grades. So right away, the innocence of the soul is being indoctrinated to believe that it's not good enough, it's not going to get the approval. So that's the beginning of the hypnotic trance, if you didn't already get it sooner before you went to school. So the Aquarian school, the Aquarian frequency is, if you know the answer, raise your hand, and then if the person next to you doesn't know the answer, you take their hand and your hand. So we're sitting in a circle to everybody is helping each other. We're moving from competition to cooperation, from being scared to kindness, from compassion to compassion. We're having to undo this programming of the Piscean age. So with more light, we can see what the programming is. And the basic programming of the Piscean age is don't trust the infinite. Don't trust where you came from. Don't trust your true home, your real home. Just trust the indoctrination that, oh, I know better. So again, this starts when children are innocent and they don't know. And this is how we're trained. And we're trained like you have to believe a lie to survive. So that's the basic lie, the basic premise that we're unwinding right now. No, you don't have to believe a lie to survive in the Aquarian age. To survive and thrive and be part of and vibrate with the frequency of the Aquarian age, you have to know the truth. And the truth is you come from the infinite and you're going to the infinite, and the only thing to trust is the infinite. So how do we get into that in these physical bodies? The way we get into that, yogi dears, darlings, is from the infinite mind. To train our mind to, again, move to the neutral mind, negative, positive, neutral mind. We get trained to not believe in ourselves. So the way we can reconnect with the believing ourselves is learning to use our mind rather than have our mind use us. To move into the neutral mind, move into the infinite mind, to reach to the place where our neutral mind and our souls can actually meet. The soul never lies. Infinity never lies. The body never lies. What lies? The mind. The mind tricks us. But we were trained to be tricked. So we got to just breathe and go back into the truth that's going to come only through the neutral mind. Then we can align and feel comfortable and not feel afraid of who we really are. The only thing we really have been trained to be afraid of is ourselves. And in the Aquarian Age, we get to be comfortable with who we are. We get to trust our soul. Now, that is such a relief. But let's just breathe into that. Breathe into trusting who we really are, and then we can speak from the neutral mind. So we can speak with the commitment of the infinite, the commitment of that which never ends, that which never dies, that which goes on and on and on. We're immortal beings. Can we even begin to grasp that concept? Our soul wants nothing more than to live in the truth of who it is. Our soul doesn't want to live in a lie and be limited by being told it's a finite being that doesn't know the truth. So for us to feel comfortable with who we are, the only way we're going to do that is live in the infinity of our own truth, our own soul. So we have to educate our minds. We have to re-educate our minds and say, you're infinite. You do have a negative, positive, and neutral mind. And the way you were trained in school or by the Piscean culture makes you not trust yourself, makes you second-guess yourself, makes you tell lies because you've lost your self-confidence. You've lost your own truth. So when you were confident and in school, first grade or whatever it was, and you raised your hand and you were confident that you knew the answer to your teacher's question, but you didn't get chosen. Or maybe you got chosen and then you got the other kids made fun of you for being too smart or something. There's a process where we started to lose our self-confidence, whenever that was for you. So I just want you to breathe in this moment and go back to that moment where you knew the truth and you were confident. So right now, in this moment, beyond time and space, because we're eternal beings and our soul has no time and no space, everything's happening in this moment. Breathe into that moment of your own eternity when you knew what the truth was. Go back to whenever that was. Was it 5? Was it 6? Was it younger than that? Was it older than that? And breathe into the innocence of your own soul when you knew what the truth was. Maybe it was just a simple question in school, but you didn't get chosen. You got put down. You didn't get rewarded for your confidence. So breathe into the confidence of your own soul in this moment. This is the recalibration that the angels and guides are giving us right now, that Yogi Bhajan is giving us. He's giving us the confidence to believe in our own self right now and to recalibrate through that trust that we had, that we came in with. At a certain point, we started not believing in ourselves. So this is the calibration of this call right now, of this spring call, this Aries call, this equinox call, this Aquarian Age call, whatever, this Pluto-Uranus 7th square call. We're going to go, okay, good, good, good. That's the calibration. Hold that. Breathe. Feel that in your solar plexus, in your third eye, Mulabandha, in your root, in your toes. There you go. Okay, that's the calibration. That's the gift of this call in this moment. Good. Thank you. Thank you. Now, you have the ability to speak with committed language from your heart, from your soul. Now, your mind will support what you say rather than the mind tricking you to say something that's not true. So now you're functioning. It's the gift of your mind, the gift of your soul, the gift of your body. Now, the truth of what you say will withstand the test of time for 100 years, for an infinite amount of time. So breathe into that and feel that truth of the infinity of your soul coming through now. Good. Now you're committed. You have that commitment, which gives you the strength to anchor your identity in the unknown, in the infinity, in the third eye. So you're not being controlled by the fluctuations of the tattvas. You're enjoying the tattvas. You're enjoying your physical life. But you're not controlled by that. You're not controlled by your appetite, so to speak. Yes, you may be hungry, fine. Have something to eat, but don't overeat. Don't overindulge like that. So just breathe into that and breathe into the strength of your commitment. And that gives you the character, that gives you the depth so that you can trust yourself and other people can trust you and you can move forward with confidence that got taken away at that early age. So breathe into that. Breathe into the confidence that comes from the truth of the infinite of who you are, the truth of your soul. There you go. Now you're able to give love and you don't need to pull on other situations or other addictions to fill up that emptiness that started very early. So we're just being filled right now. That's being healed right now with our angels, with Yogi Bhajan. Can only be filled by the infinity of your own soul, by who you really are. There it is. It was like a hole. I was being filled like we have these holes in our aura. But we're being filled in right now. So every 270 hours, 72 hours, our cells renew. So within 3 days, what we're being filled up now, this can become our new projection, our projection of our God self, our projection of our infinite self, that we can have that projection. We can feel comfortable. We can move into that truth, and we don't have to live in the limitations of the lies that have been put on us. You can know what you're doing. You can know what's right. You can know your path. Beautiful, beautiful. So you can become an eternal being. You can believe in what the truth is because you are the truth. And you can feel comfortable. Beautiful, beautiful. So you're speaking with the potential of your mind, the neutral mind, potential of your soul. And you can trust where you came from, where you're going, and where you are now. So it takes away the fear. Beautiful, beautiful. And Yogi Bhajan talks about in Vedic language, the infinity of the projection is called Patantar. He's saying Pa means the total sum, and Tantar means the length and the breadth. So he's saying it's a two syllables, Patantar-tar. And he said, breathing. This means the total projection towards infinity. So the direction we're going now that we have more light of the Aquarian age is towards the infinite. Patan tar. So I like that word, patan tar. Patan tar. It has a rhythm, so we can say that together. Patan tar. Patan tar. We're going towards the infinite. So we've been short-circuited. We've been lied to, but now we can claim the power of our own infinite projection, and we know that we're always going towards that rather than being limited by 3D. So we can practice that. We can practice going towards the projection of the infinite. And he's saying it has two strokes in Nod language. So we're saying, hey, friend, hey, we're going towards the infinite, or wa, hey, gadu. We're going towards the infinity of the truth. So now we don't have to be afraid because the infinite is opening up to us and bringing us what we need. And now we're combining the negative and the positive mind with the infinity of the neutral mind. Beautiful. So this is the truth. This is the truth. I'm offering the truth. Do you want to know what the truth is or not? Here's the truth. Experience it for yourself. So we're combining the truth with the personal experience of the infinite. Now we have the power of the infinite working with us. So this is what we're doing in this moment where we have more light of the Aquarian age coming through. We have the secret to compassion. We have the secret to being courageous. It's just connecting with our real identity. So we're doing the Adi Shakti mantra right now. Ad meaning the primal beginning. So we're connecting with the Ad, the primal energy, the Shakti, the mother energy. So here we go. Adi Shakti. Our meditation for the week.
I'm not.